Hare Krishna. On the sacred day associated with Shri Mukunda Datta, let's meditate on his special role in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. He was associated with Lord Chaitanya right from his childhood. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started performing Harinam Sankirtan, then he would be one of the most sweet and devotional singers. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu loved his kirtans. And his kirtan pleased not just Lord Chaitanya, but all the associates. In fact, he is from in Krishna Lila Madhukanta, one who has a kanta, throat which is very sweet and melodious. And this Madhukanta, he was so great, so glorious, that he was an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya always. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, through him, taught a very special lesson. Now, his sweetness was also accompanied by a gentleness. And that gentleness made it difficult for him to say no to anyone. So, out of cultural deference, when he would meet any Mayavadis, he would talk Mayavad with them. And he would discuss, he did not want to. He was in one sense a little bit naive or innocent, we can say. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know about this, he was very upset. And of course, we understand for the exalted associate of Lord Chaitanya, it is he who is orchestrating their behavior to tell us some, to teach us some valuable lessons. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the Ashtaprahariya Leela in Shivas Angan was bestowing mercy on everyone, fulfilling the innermost cherished desires of all the associates, famous associates and even not so famous associates. Even an old lady who just bringing some water, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fulfilled her aspirations also. Gave her something which she would not even have dreamt of aspiring for. He gave her Krishna Prem. So, but he did not call Mukunda. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, neglecting this was so unusual, so uncharacteristic that devotees were disturbed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so conscientious about caring for every devotee. And finally, apprehensively, but still irresistibly, one of the devotees felt compelled and constrained to ask. You have not bestowed your mercy to Shiva Mukundatta. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became angry. He says, he is an offender to Bhakti Devi. I will never give his mercy. He associates with Mayavadis and he mixes with Mayavadis. So he is offended Bhakti Devi. And when Shivas Thakur heard this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was upset with him. His heart broke into 1,000 pieces. He felt so morose. He felt that my life has no use. And he thought that maybe I should end my life. But his heart was so eager, so desperate for getting the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'll never see him again. Never, don't bring him in my vision ever again. He was devastated, but still he sent a message to the devotees, ask him, is there any possibility that I'll be able to see him again in some future lifetime? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he heard this, he was still so angry. He said, for 10 million lifetimes, he will not be able to see me. So, now this was such a devastating news. The devotees loved Lord Chaitanya so much that even a few moments of separation was impossible. A lifetime of separation was horribly impossible. What to speak of 10 million lifetimes. But Mukundatta surprised everyone by starting to dance in ecstasy. Oh, I will see the Lord, I will see the Lord. He was so ecstatic. The devotees were stunned. Why is he ecstatic? And then finally, he told them that it's just 10 million lifetimes. And then I will get the mercy of the Lord. As compared to the greatness of the Lord's mercy and the rarity of that mercy and the eternity of the blessing of that mercy, 10 million lifetimes, nothing. And so, the Lord is so merciful that just after 10 million lifetimes, He'll give me His mercy. So here, even in the punishment, Mukundatta saw a blessing. And this attitude, this humble disposition of not demanding anything but being grateful for whatever he got, pleased Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so much that he called
Vaikuntha and brought him in his presence and blessed him and embraced him. He says, all your offenses are vanquished and you will get my mercy right now.
So we can pray to Kundatha that we can also get this kind of humble, determined faith in the Lord. Humble, because we don't demand anything. Determined means whatever it takes, we'll continue. And faith that if the Lord has said that something will happen, no matter how long it takes, it will happen. So we can pray that we may also get a drop of this humble, determined faith by which we can also steadily practice bhakti and one day attain the association, the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.